ACLU of Delaware staff attorney Ryan Tack Hooper says ICE's policy is supposed to be a statement of principle, asking officials to avoid safe spaces like schools and churches, but it's not legally binding. And while marked school bus stops are also considered safe places, Tack Hooper says there are exceptions.
So certainly they would be able to say, well, we didn't know it was a school bus stop. And only during periods when school children are present at the stop. And even then, it only prohibits them from taking certain enforcement actions. So it's not clear that it prevents them from some kinds of conversations, although it does purport to include interviews.
Delaware's Department of Education says it hasn't received any contact from schools or teachers saying ICE has been on their premises. However, John Sadowski, in charge of the department's school climate and discipline, says he has seen a couple cases of bullying related to the immigration status of Hispanic students.
There was a comment that was made about being sent back to Mexico or something like that.
The ICE policy was created under the Obama administration in 2011. It's unclear if it's even being followed by the Trump administration. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.